Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel. We are up to Siv Zayin, the last line on page Nun Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 106. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, Yesh Omrim She'ein Mekachin Elo Lo'or Haner. There are those who say that you cannot make Kiddush unless it is by the light of the candles. V'yesh omrim she'ein ha'kiddush talui b'ner, and there are those who say that the kiddush is not dependent on the candle. V'im hu nene b'chotzer yosem b'pnei ha'avir, and if a person will have more hanoah being in the courtyard because of the air, o b'pnei ha'zavuvim, or because he'll be avoiding the flies over there, so mekadish b'chotzer, he can make the kiddush in the chotzer. V'ochel sham, and he'll eat over there, afal pi she'eino roa haner, even though he's not able to see the ner from the chatzer. Shehaneros la'oneg nitztavu v'lo litzar, because the neros were given to us for our enjoyment and not to cause us tzar. V'hochi nistabra, and this is logical. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Lamed Aleph on page 106, Mekadesh b'chatzer. So if you get more hanoah from being in the chatzer, you make kiddush in the chatzer. V'ochel sham. But one thing you for sure should not do is make kiddush in the house and then go ahead and eat your suda in the chatzer. And that is like we learned la'el b'sif aleph. We learned that in the beginning of the siman. That would be a lacking in kiddush b'makom suda. Sif katan lamed beis goes on the last point of the mechaber v'hochi mistabra. This is logical that the neros were given to us for our enjoyment and not for our tzar. And therefore, if it's tough for whatever reason to be that Neros, you can make your Suda, make Kiddush and eat your Suda and the Chatzar away from the Neros. The Hainu b'mitztayr harbeis, not the Mishabura, that's only when you're in great Tsar. The Ilav Hochi, because if it's not a great Tsar, Tzorech Lecho, Dafka b'mekom Ner, then you should be eating b'dafka by the candles. The Ayin b'primigodim shem mitzadeh, look at the primigodim who leans to say, the Yoser Tov shiakadish b'bayis, it's better to make Kiddush in the house, V'yochel ma'at, and eat a little bit there, so you have kiddush makom suda over there. V'acharkach yigmor sudasa b'chotzer, and then go finish up your suda in the chotzer. V'ayin b'simin reish samach gimel sivtes ma'ashekosav shom mi'inyan zeh. And that concludes simin reish ayin gimel, and now we are going to begin simin reish ayin dalet on page 106. Simin reish ayin dalet changes topics and discusses dinei b'tzias apas b'shabbos, the halacha of making the hamotzi on Shabbos, of breaking the bread. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Botzeya al shtei kikaros. We make hamotzi on two loaves. The Ramah adds in shleimos, two whole loaves. She'uche shteyem biyado. You hold them both in your hands when you make the bracha, as we'll see of hamotzi. Ubotzeya hatachtona. And then you cut the bottom challah. And the Ramah says, V'davko b'lel Shabbos. That which we cut the bottom challah, that is davko on Friday night. Aval biyom ha-Shabbos. But on Shabbos day, O Belel Yom Tov, or on the night of Yom Tov, Botzeya Al HaElyona, then you make Hamotzi on the top Challah. V'atam Hu Aderach HaKabbalah, don't try figuring out the reasons, because it is based on Kabbalah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Aleph, Shtei Kikaros. The reason why we have to have Lechem Mishnah, as we all know, is Zecher Lamon, it's to commemorate the Mon. Diksev, as the Pasuk says, Lochtu Lechem Mishnah, that on Friday they collected double for Friday and Shabbos, because the Mon did not fall on Shabbos. V'gam b'yom tov tzarech levtzol al shtei kikaros, also on Yontif you must have Lechem Mishnah, for the same reason that the Mon also did not fall on Yontif, so a double portion fell before Yontif. V'gam ha'noshim m'chuyavos b'lechem Mishnah, even women are m'chuyavos in Lechem Mishnah. Shahayu gamkein b'neis haman, they were also included in the neis of the man. V'im yotzei b'lecha mishnah b'pasabah b'kisonin. If a person is yotzei lecha mishnah with pasabah b'kisonin, so ayin le'el b'simen kuf samaches sif zayin. Shom b'mishabura ubir alocha. Now there's a very long note over here, note number one, we're not going to read through it. But note number one discusses a lot of interesting shilas when it comes to lecha mishnah. If you can use as a second loaf, a loaf that is either usher, or you are knowing not to eat it. Let's say it's borrowed from a neighbor, and you have no permission to eat it. So is that counted as lecha mishnah, or you need the possibility of eating it? What if the second loaf is frozen? So most poskim say that if at least throughout the suda it will be defrosted, it will be edible, that will be okay. But all these shilas and others are discussed in note number one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'aytev sekotem beis, the Ramah told us that you have to be able to say on shtei kikaros shleimos. V'uga shenishra fuktsas. and a loaf that got burnt a little bit, v'adayin lo nechtach mimenu, but it was not yet broken off from the rest of the loaf. Yesh omrim the yotzen bo le'inyan lechemishna. There are those who say that you are still yotze with that loaf for lechemishna. Ayin b'shari tshuva. Im ein lo pas shlema. If one does not have any full loaves, einu ma'akev, that is not ma'akev yersuda, v'yochol l'kadesh afilu ha'kazayas pas. You can make kiddush even if you're only going to be eating a kazayas of pas and you have no complete loaves. V'nochon linog sheze shabotzeya yichavin lifter bebirchas hamotzi kol masubin. It's proper to be knowing that the one who is making the hamotzi, who is breaking the bread, should be mechavin to pater everyone with his bracha of hamotzi. V'gam yomer lahamasubin sheyichavnu blases bebirchaso. And he should also inform those who are sitting around. They should have kavana to be yotzi with his bracha. Kedei shekulam yetsu v'lachamishna. That way, if they don't all have their own lachamishna, they can be yotzei with the botzeias lecha mishnah. Ukeshemotzi acherim yomar birshus rabosai. When one is being motzi others in the bracha of hamotzi, he should say birshus afal pishu balabayas. Even though he is the balabayas or hagadol or he's the greatest one, v'humi derech anova. It's a way of anova to say a lashon of humility and to say birshus and to be asking permission. Now, an interesting note that I would like to read is note number 3. Because this is a question that people have often, and that is, little pieces fell off of the challah, is it still considered a sholem? So in number 3 he writes, "Upash shlema shenoflu mimeru chatichos ma'atos upirurin." You have a full loaf and some little pieces or little crumbs fell off of the loaf. The Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, "Sheminog ha'olam lakachta ki kikar sholem." The minog is that we take that as a full loaf. Sharei rov hachalos hein keilu. Most loaves have little pieces that are breaking off. That does not take away from being a shalim. V'chein das agonavnis and karelitz. Shem ein lo lechem shalim legamri. If you don't have a loaf that is completely shalim, yesh lismoch lechatchila al hadin shelechem shelo choser mimenu echon marboim u'shmona dino kolachem shalim. Interesting. Says Rav Nissen Karelis, if you don't have a shalem that is totally shalem, you can rely lechatchila on the din that a loaf, as long as it is not missing 1/48, still has a din of a full loaf. V'cheinim nofal ma'at me'akrum ha'elyon, and so too if a little bit of the crust on top fell off, kemoshe rogil b'chalos ha'niknos b'chanut, like normally happens by chalos that are bought from the store. So huva b'shema stipler, shalo hikbid al kach, the stipler was not makbid. So little pieces breaking off, a person doesn't have to go crazy. Sometimes if your wife baked challah in a pan, you pull it out, the little piece is left on. So clearly the poskim are saying that will still be considered a shalim. Now another interesting shaila, which is discussed at the very bottom of the page, at the end of note number 3, is, let's say they got connected during the baking, two loaves. So then he brings over this in Karelitz, that if they're mamish like one, so then it would be considered one. But if you're able to separate them and have two, it would be okay to have two. We had an interesting shaila came up in camp this summer. It seemed like mamish a pull apart. So they had rolls, but they were mamish all connected. It was very unclear, and it was a big tumult. Can they each be counted as separate ones? Because at what point do you consider a pull apart challah, and at what point do you consider it separate loaves? It could be, it depends on the intention, but that was a shaila that came up this summer in camp. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot on Gimel. The Mechaber said, you take the two loaves, you hold them in your hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah b'shas hamotzi, you hold the two challahs in your hands by hamotzi. And then we said on Friday night, you cut the bottom challah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot on Dalud. Sharei lo nemar lecha mishne ela b'lakita. You don't have to cut both challahs. It doesn't say lecha mishne l'gabe the eating. It says lecha mishne ole l'gabe the gathering. And therefore, you only have to have lecha mishne, but you only cut one challah, and that is the bottom challah. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'rashal v'shlo nogu lachto shnehem. The marshal, the shlo, they were knowing to cut both challahs. Kapir sharashba, like the Rashba says. V'chein hiskim hagra. And so too agrees the gra to cut both challahs. V'im makbid al ha'hotzaf. It's too expensive for the person to be paying for two challahs for each suda. So, O says, shalosh challahs gedolos v'shalosh ketanos. He should get three big challahs, three rolls, ubechol suda boseya achas gedola v'achas katana, an eitzah, so you could have one big challah, one roll at each suda, that way it doesn't get too expensive. However, the Mishnah Berurah does then say, v'ha'olam nohagin k'ashulchan aruch. The minhag olam is like the mechaber, that we only cut one challah at the Suda, Friday night the bottom challah, Shabbos day and Yontif day and night the top challah. And note number 80 points out that the Chazon Ish was knowing that way as well, like the Mishabura is saying, to cut only one challah. Then the Mishabura says, Kasav HaPrinagodim, in Einlo B'Shabbos Pas Yisrael, it was brought down in the beginning of Chela Gimel, if you remember, that a person should be makpin on Pas Yisrael on Shabbos. If a person doesn't have Pas Yisrael, ki'im Pas Einam Yehudim, all he has is Pas Akum, Pas Palter, Mutter Lecho Mimenu, he would be allowed to eat the Pas Palter on Shabbos. V'ayin Shom Od. Sivkotan Hey, a very important Mishabura, we said that Friday night you were going to eat from the bottom challah. Habach Toma, the Bach is bewildered by this psak. The Ein Ma'avir Na La Mitzvah. So you have a cloud that we don't pass over a mitzvah. So how could you pass over the top challah and go ahead and eat the bottom challah? The Hataz Tikein, that the Taz takes care of this problem. The Nog, and his custom was, Lahaniach Hatachton Korov Elov Yoser Min Ha'elyom. He would keep the bottom challah closer to himself than the top challah. V'nimsa Shopogeya Tchila B'tachtona. That way he's really hitting the bottom one first. So that's an Eitzah that many people do. I just want to be Ma'orer that if you are doing this Eitzah, you're keeping the bottom one closer to you, then Shabbos morning when you're cutting the top challah, you should make sure the bottom one is not closer to you. Otherwise, you have the same problem. If that makes it closer, that it's no Ein Ma'avirin at night, if you have it closer in the morning, that will be Ein Ma'avirin in the morning. So you want to make sure Friday night, according to the Taz, the bottom challah is closer to you than the top challah. And then Shabbos morning when you're behind the top challah, make sure the bottom one is not closer to you. And that way, both times, you are not being Ma'avirin Mitzvos. Eitzah number two, Olochen ha'elyona b'shas birchas hamotzi, or when you start, you keep one challah on top, and then at the time of the bracha hamotzi, you take it u'manichin osa lamata, and you put it on the bottom. U'botzen aleha. So that way you satisfy both. You weren't mavirin because that was really the top one. You just put it on the bottom, you know, it does not clear exactly at what point, but they're in the bracha. And then you cut the bottom one. You're able to be mekayim dal pi kabbalah, and you're also able to mekayim ein mavir al mitzvah. So ayin le'el besimin kuf samach zayim sif aleph bahagot. Shelo yachtoch bakikar ar achar habracha. The Rama says over there, you should not cut the loaf until after you finish the bracha. Kedei sheyu akikara shleimos. We want to have shleimim, and therefore don't start cutting until after you make the bracha. So b'shas the bracha, you have two shleimim ayin shum. V'amidatikim regilim lirsham v'sakin kodem bracha. Those who are medaktik, make a little mark with the knife before the bracha. Some say yes to do that, some say not to do that. But that is brought down in the Mishabura for the medaktikim. Now there are a couple interesting notes over here, and they're in the back of the sefer. I'd like to read them, and that is on note number on page number 14 on the top. Note number 10 on that which the Bach asked, "How are you taking the bottom challah that's emavirin?" He says, "V'afshe rotze rak pasachas." Even though you really only want one loaf. So if I only want one thing, it's emavirin. So I'm making my bracha on the bottom loaf. That's what I want. So why is that emavirin? Says the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Even though you only want the bottom one, it's still a problem of emavirin. Why? You don't really want the bottom one. It's not like the bottom one is more geschmack for you, and that's why you want it. You only want the bottom one because the din is you have to break the bottom one first. That's why you want it. Says the Shlomo Zalman, that's not a good enough reason to avoid emavirin. But what comes out? If the bottom one is made from, you know, white flour, the alyona shchora, the top one is pumpernickel, verosa levon, and you want to geschmack white challah on the bottom, achein lo shay bazeh din ein ma'avirin klal. There's no ein ma'avirin. When I want the bottom one, that's the one that's more geschmack, then there's ein ma'avirin. In this case, that the Bach is bothered, you don't really want the bottom one. The halacha is you have to take the bottom one. But it's not more geschmack, so it comes out, according to the Shlomo Zalman, if the bottom one is talking more geschmack, and that's what you want, then you wouldn't have to worry about ein ma'avirin. Another very interesting note is note number 11 on page 14. We said in the Ramah that you cut the bottom challah Friday night, Shabbos day you cut the top challah, and Yontif you always cut the top challah. Many people make a mistake about this, at night and during the day, top challah. What about when Shabbos and Yontif coincide? It's Shabbos Yontif. It's Friday night. Mitzad Shabbos bottom, mitzad Yontif the top. What do you do? Says note number 11, V'chein kishachal Yontif b'Shabbos, when Yontif falls on Shabbos, says Rav Yashiv, Even according to the Ramah over here, who says that on Yontif night you cut the top one, when it's Yontif and Shabbos together, Shabbos wins. Leil Shabbos and Yontif, you cut the bottom challah. Seder night, even if it's also Friday night, we cut the top challah, says the Berhetev. Don't learn from Pesach. On Pesach, the Berhetev says you take the top matzah first, right? You drop the bottom one, you save it for the korech afterwards, but l'maisi you take the top one. But when it comes to l'chashabbos, so then you take the bottom one, even though it is Yontif. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis. Mitzvah litzoa b'shabbos prusa gedola shetasbik lo l'chola su'uda. When you cut your slice of challah for the su'uda, on Shabbos, you should cut a big piece that it should be enough for you for the entire Suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav, Velo Milchsi Karavton. Normally we say you look like a glutton when you take a very big piece of challah, but on Shabbos we don't say you look like a glutton. Kevan Shein Osa Kein Bechol. Since during the week you don't do this, you just do it on Shabbos. Vadai Kavanoso Shechaviv Olav HaMitzvah. It's Pashit, it's clear that for sure your intention is, because the Mitzvah of Suda Shabbos is so Chaviv Verosa Lechol Harbi, you want to eat a lot. It's not because you're a ra'avton, it's because the mitzvah is so chaviv to you. Says the Mechaber Vayter Siv Gimel, Ein ha-mesubin rashoin litum ad she'itim ha-botzeya. Those who are sitting around the table are not allowed to eat the bread until the one who makes the hamotzi eats first. However, v'im yesh lifnei kol echad lecha mishnah, but if they each have their own lecha mishnah in front of them, yicholim litum, they are allowed to eat first, af al pi shadayin lo tam hu, even though he didn't eat yet. So if there's one lecha mishnah, you must wait for the botzeya to eat. If everyone has their own lecha mishnah in front of them, then you can hear his hamotzi and you could eat it by yourself before he eats his. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sekadon Zayin, litum, hainu. That means to say, even though he made amotzi and he distributed the challah, everyone got their piece. Still, they have to wait until you eat first. But that's only if they don't have their own lecha mishnah. If they each have their lecha mishnah, they're good to go. Ratz alom, I said, kodon ches. Va'oz. And then if they each have their own lecha mishnah, af al pishu motziyam bebirchaso. Even though he's being motziyam with his bracha, yecholim litam kodon lo, they are allowed to eat from their bread before he eats. Aval. But in ein lufnei kol echad lecha mishnah, if each person does not have his own lecha mishnah, af al pisha kol echad ki karo sheyocha mimenu lefanav, even though they each have a loaf in front of them that they are going to eat, kulam tzrichim lismach ala botzeya, they all have to rely on the botzeya, sheyesh lefanav lecha mishnah, that he has lecha mishnah, ve'einam rashoim litam kodem lo, and they can't eat before him. But it's really more than that. Note number 12 clarifies, bebir dvarav kosav le'el, shen ein lufnei kol echad ma'amasu lecha mishnah, if each person doesn't have their own lecha mishnah, harei heim tzrichim lismoch ala botzeya shalafonav yesh lecha mishnah, they have to rely on the botzeya who has in front of him lecha mishnah, v'litom me'oso lechem, and they have to eat from his bread from the lecha mishnah first, v'lochein einam rashoim litom lefonav, that's why they can't eat before him. So if everyone has their own lecha mishnah, he's making a motzi for everyone can eat right away. But if he's making a motzi and he's the only one with lecha mishnah, they must eat a piece from his lecha mishnah, tap into the lecha mishnah, and then they can eat the loaves that are in front of them. Let's just finish up the simon, Sif Dalit. Seuda Zovish al Shachris Iyesher la Sosam below pass. The Suda Friday night, the Suda Shabbos morning cannot be done without bread. What's the Chiddush? Zakta Mishaburis of Katan Tess. Ratzalom, what the Mechaber means to say is, Afilu l'dasa mekilin l'kamam b'simen reish sadi heisiv hei. Even the shita that is lenient later on in reish sadi aleph l'inyan suda shlishis, when it comes to shalashuris, and he holds she'ein tzarech la'asosa dafka b'pas, we'll see there are shitas that hold that you don't need bread for shalashuris, but even those shitas who are lenient by shalashuris, be'elu shtei su'udos modu kuliyama. By the first two sudas of Shabbos, everybody agrees, deheim ikar kavet Shabbos, you have to have bread, because that is the ikar kavet Shabbos, having bread. Special leniency lagabe shal shudus. We'll get to that soon. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, im yeshlo ones she'enu yochel lekayim sudas arvis. The person has an ones, he's not able to eat the suda Friday night. Yitcha suda ad lamachar. He should push off the Friday night suda till Shabbos day. Sheyochal shalosh suudos bayom. He should eat three sudas during the day. Ublavachi a kadesh balayla. But if he can, he should at least make kiddush at night. V'yochal miyod achar ha-kiddush kizayis b'chamishas haminim, and at least make a kiddush mangal suda by having a kizayis of one of the five grains. O sheyishe revias yayin, or at least have a revias of yayin. Kemo shekosu v'simen reishayin gimel. But everyone who's been here the last couple of nights should be bothered by a bam kasha, and that is note number 13. Ulagabi Eitzazu shall shtias revias yayin. We just said Friday night, if you can't eat a suda, have three suda Shabbos day. But make sure you make kiddush and have mizonos or wine. Wine Friday night for kiddush makom suda. So zok note 13. Ulagabi Eitzazu shall shtias revias yayin. The Mishabura said earlier she'ein lahokel bazel b'shas atchak. You shouldn't rely on that stam unless it's a shas atchak. So maybe this is. Omnam b'sharatzion, Shom Kosa the Sharatzion told us earlier, Shahinu Davka b'suda shachris, you should only rely on Kiddush b'makom suda by drinking wine only by the morning suda. Ava b'suda salayla ein lahokel b'zeh. But we said one should not be lenient to rely on wine for Kiddush b'makom suda for night at all. So it is interesting that the Mishabura points us out, it must be talking about a case of a real Shas Atchak, that you have no other Eitzah, you want to be making Kiddush b'makom suda Friday night, you can have the real suda Shabbos day, so then you could take even wine for your Kiddush b'makom suda. We will see that if you can't eat at all Friday night, and you can't make Kiddush on anything, so then when you make Kiddush Shabbos morning, you would make the regular Friday night Kiddush on Shabbos morning. That would be your Kiddush. That concludes Simen Reish Ayin Dalet, Amir Tzashem. Tomorrow we will begin Simen Ayin Reish Hey.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.